Dog Pound Saves. I'm Blair.
And I'm Shreja. And this, guys, is our special, beautiful, wonderful,
lovely... Yeah, we actually have a guest speaker!
Yeah, we have a guest speaker. But what I was saying, this is our special, beautiful, lovely holiday show, to be politically correct.
Hey.
And our guest speaker now introduces herself.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn. I'm a guest speaker, and I have cool ideas and stuff.
Yeah, she actually did come up with one pretty cool theory that I hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll deal with that later.
Okay, a contest update. Okay, it wasn't really a contest, more of a challenge. The Harry Potter Christmas Carol things. Yeah, we will be putting those on the website.
Yeah. We've got like 3 lines left. We're almost done.
Yeah, we're nobody really emailed us, which we do need you guys to email us.
Please.
Don't make me beg. Because I will. I have no shame.
Jocelyn, will she beg?
Yes. She will beg. Trust me.
So, and another thing we have, and I think one of the reasons is that we're not getting a lot of emails is for the fact that our email address is kind of long. So we have a new email address. It's opteamout, opteamout, all one word, @yahoo.com. And hopefully you can type that in faster, so it'll be easier for you guys to send us emails.
And you can feel special, like our wonderful reviewer person, Dana, who made a transcript for us.
Which is on our blog.
Yeah, we love you. Don't you want to feel special?
Like Dana.
Yeah. Dana's cool. And Jocelyn's just sitting here like, who? Yeah, Jocelyn, we have a nice little reviewer person named Dana.
Hi, Dana. I'm Jocelyn.
Okay. A little awkward moment of silence.
Yeah. Okay. What's our main topic
this week?
Keep talking. Go ahead.
You want to tell the lawyers not to shoot us?
Don't shoot us? Please don't shoot us. We don't own Scholastic or...
Bloomsbury.
Harry Potter. Any of the Harry Potter characters. And we are not affiliated with any of the above.
Like
or Joe.
Sadly.
Hi, Joe! You're the coolest ever, even though you did kill Sirius.
Yeah, but we're kind of mad about that. But
I'm still mad about that.
We still love you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, around this time of year, in Harry Potter's little world, he celebrates Christmas.
I don't.
It's awesome.
Okay. I celebrate Christmas in an atheistic sort of way.
Yeah, mainly just for the presents. Me too.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm the only one in my family that is atheist, so...
Yeah, we prefer not to be affiliated with any religious group.
We affiliate ourselves with the happy gift-giving peoples.
Yeah.
So happy holidays to everybody. Harry, meanwhile, is celebrating Christmas, and Harry can celebrate Christmas until Kingdom Come. All right.
Okay.
I wonder why they don't celebrate Hanukkah at Hogwarts. But anyway.
Okay.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Yeah, happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and winter holidays and everything. But we have made
a nice little list.
We made a nice little list.
Discussing
what happens to Harry during Christmas.
Yeah, there we go. Okay,
first year.
And it's very eventful because aside from the whole getting presents sort of thing, usually he's involved in some sort of
excursion.
Exploit, like usual.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Thought it was interesting, thought it was seasonally appropriate.
Yeah, okay, should you do the first year?
Alright, the first year.
Yay. First year.
Okay.
There's 6 of them. There's 3 of us. We can each do 2.
I
guess
that's out.
First,
math is not our strong
suit. Math is not cool. We're on winter break right now. So
yeah.
First day. Anyways.
Moving on.
Okay, for the first book, he did The Mirror of Erised. He snuck out with his invisible... What?
The Mirror of Erised.
Your grammar was really funny.
Don't ask.
It was The Mirror of Erised. And
he found it. This plays a huge role...
First book because it's leads him, what allows him to discover the Sorcerer's Stone.
And he gets a present called the Invisibility Cloak. And if you guys have read the books, you know exactly.
Which
you
should have.
You know exactly how important that is.
Yeah, he wouldn't have survived.
This is also Harry's first Christmas in the Wizarding world.
So yeah, that's a big thing.
And I feel it was a good Christmas for Harry because he wasn't terrorized by Voldemort coming back.
I've got presents.
Or the Dursleys.
What did you expect? Turnips?
And you got presents.
All right.
Happy Christmas, Harry. Happy Christmas, Ron.
Happy Christmas, Hermione.
Anyway.
She wasn't in the scene, Shreya.
Hush! All right, you can do number two.
The second, Harry's second year at Hogwarts was the time when he and Ron and Hermione, though she didn't participate, took part in the Polyjuice Potion adventure.
That was fun.
Where they went to try to discover who the heir of Slytherin was.
Failed miserably.
Failed miserably.
Even though they did really
got kind of creeped out by having to drink Crab and Goyle's hair. But...
Ew, that's just gross.
Just disgusting, but...
Do you remember that part in your fake?
What happened during Christmas the second year. Major exploit. Hermione got turned into a cat.
That was funny. Oh, that was funny. Okay. Yeah. In the third year... what does that say?
It says, Harry got the Marauder's Map.
Oh, yeah. Friend George gave him an early Christmas present, and it's the Marauder's Map. And without that, once again, that's probably the second most important thing.
Yeah,
besides the invisibility cloak.
And I think it kind of underlies the, like, you know, ties with his parents and stuff.
And he also got the Firebolt.
Yay. Yeah. The Firebolt. Okay.
Wait, did he?
Yes, he got the Firebolt that
and
Christmas.
See, Shree just said that he found out this year was his godfather,
right,
which he didn't.
He did.
Because, no.
Yes.
A Goblet of Fire.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to...
Get the anyway.
Get the book, Chelsea. Get the book.
No, Goblet of Fire. I can prove it.
No. Okay. See what happened. Okay.
No, Shree, I can prove it.
Okay, you guys...
You gotta wait a minute.
That's a typo. Get... Where's Prison Rescue Man? I'm getting Prison Rescue Man. Hold on.
In the meantime, I personally shall move on to fourth year. Goblet of Fire, during which the Yule Ball took place.
Yay!
That was
Ow,
disturbing.
That hurt my ear.
That was Strija, by the way. And Krum and Hermione went together.
Yeah,
Ron
I love
and Harry
Krum.
And Padma and
Parvati
Patil went together.
Ron was jealous.
I actually liked the movie. I thought Hermione's dress was really pretty, but
besides the fact that it was pink.
I like pink.
I hate pink.
Get over it. But that was Christmas the fourth year. Harry got presents. They went to a party. Ron got jealous. And Krum was there. Krum's cool.
Krum is, like, awesome.
Yes. And Cedric went with Cho Chang, which made Harry very sad.
Very sad. It's obviously not going to end up together. I kind of hope Hermione ends up with Victor. Like, I really do.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's better than, like, it's obviously...
Hermione and Ron is, like, so cliche.
I know, seriously.
Sorry to all you Hermione and Ron shippers out there, but... Really.
Yeah, I mean, now that I've seen Goblet of Fire, I really think Hermione and Victor would make a good pair. Better than Harmony. So.
Okay. Sorry.
That's Harry and Hermione. Harmony.
Oh. Okay, sorry,
that's
folks.
That's the ship name.
Yeah, it's like a ship SS Hermione. Haha. Funny. Nice one, Josh.
Okay, Blair, you want to go first in proving your theory?
Well, I started talking. I didn't find the page. You go first.
I can't find the page either.
Okay, hold on. I almost found it. It's in...
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, is that it? Ha! No.
Crap. Oh, found it, okay.
No! Shh. No!
Okay, let's do this in chronological order,
okay.
Ladies.
Okay, I'm working from a paperback version of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, publisher Scholastic. Chapter 10, page 204.
I found it.
You'd have thought Black and Potter were brothers, chimed in Professor Flitwick. Inseparable. Of course they were, said Fudge. Potter trusted Black beyond all his other friends.
Okay, stop quoting, just get to the right part.
Then,
I know what you're talking about.
... Then they named him godfather to Harry.
Is what that's called.
Then they named him godfather to Harry. Harry has no idea,
where
of
are
course.
You? Where are you on page?
You can imagine how the idea would torment him. That's like in the middle of the page. And
first contestant has proved her point very well. Moving on.
And I believe at
Mine's
this time.
Better.
I believe at
no,
this time. Hold on, I'm not done. I believe at this time that Harry was wearing his invisibility cloak, which he got in his first year for Christmas, and hiding under the table near theirs.
Okay, now on to mine. This is in the second chapter of Paperback Goblet of Fire, Scholastic, same. Let's see, page 23, in case you were wondering. And it's at the top. It says, it's when Harry is trying to figure out who he can tell about his dream and his scar hurting. And it says, after all, he'd only found out that Sirius was his godfather 2 months ago. And that is during summer break, and even at the earliest. When did they get out of school? June?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's 2 months before June? April.
Which is, like, about when the whole time turned.
No, that's referring to when Sirius told Harry he was his godfather.
He He had only found out that Sirius was his godfather 2 months ago.
I think
ago.
What happened in the Leaky Cauldron was Harry heard about the fact that Sirius was his godfather.
But it was never confirmed.
But refused to believe it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a self-denial sort of thing.
So we could say
we're
that,
both right. Moving
right,
on.
So during Christmas of Harry's third year, the idea of Sirius, this mass murderer,
right,
being his godfather, was introduced to Harry.
Right, because there we it go. Was never true if it was split.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
not.
Okay.
Okay, now it's my turn. Okay. Fifth year, Order of the Phoenix, that was when Arthur Weasley got bitten and he. I totally
was
lost.
Was put in the closed ward at Mungo's, St. Mungo's.
Christmas on the closed ward.
Yeah, and
that's
I think.
That's
also
a chapter name, by the way, in case we have to cite that.
Yeah, and one thing is, it's Harry's last Christmas with Sirius.
Aww, that's sad.
And you know how Sirius didn't really want him to go back to Hogwarts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The sixth book, I think, unless you can prove us wrong, it was probably one of Harry's most normal, quote-unquote, Christmases.
Yeah, we can't exactly confirm it because I lent my Half-Blood Princess to one of my friends. And
Ashley.
Yeah.
Do you know Ashley?
Oh, right, you do know Ashley, but she hasn't given it back yet, because I keep forgetting to get it back, and I want to reread it. So
anyways.
I don't remember anything.
He went to the Weasleys' Christmas dinner, people came over, they talked.
Rufus Scrimgeour tried to recruit him to speak on the Ministry's behalf.
Ministry's poster boy.
Yeah. Oh, and Percy came.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Percy came.
With Rufus Scrimgeour.
With Rufus, and he didn't really speak to his family. Still out of sorts.
Yeah.
Percy, I don't know what we're going to do with him.
We're going to have to, like, disown him.
I think Mrs. Weasley is really hoping that Percy comes back, but
I know, I kind of am, too. I mean, I know he's, like, the biggest bloody git ever, but what else can we talk about?
I think that's basically sums up Christmas for Harry Potter. Jocelyn wants to talk about her brand new theory.
Well,
it came about after I read Half-Blood Prince, but, and again, we can't actually give you direct quotes because we do not have a copy at the moment, but you know how in Half-Blood Prince, we become aware of the thing where unregistered wizards cannot be distinguished from adult wizards when they do magic. So all of the underage wizards, if they're in the presence of an adult wizard, can't be punished for doing magic. Because you can't prove it, which is why Harry got in trouble in his second year when Dobby did bad things at his house at the party.
Right.
So, my idea is that Draco, since he was with Snape when they killed Dumbledore...
Quote, killed.
Killed. I think he won't be coming back, but other people are entitled
spirit.
To their opinions.
Like, I know he's... Whatever, sorry.
But, since he was with Snape at the time, I don't think Voldemort will be able to distinguish whether it was Draco or Snape who killed him. So, he will not know that it wasn't Draco, and this trauma that has happened to Draco, and not getting in trouble for not completing his mission, will definitely have an effect in the seventh book.
Yeah.
But, another thing is, if Snape said that Draco killed Dumbledore, Voldemort wouldn't be able to tell either way because Snape is so good at occlumency.
Legilimency.
Whatever, same diff. Anyways, but Draco, I'm not sure he's that good. I mean, it's obvious he has a conscience because he couldn't kill Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase that. It's obvious that I want him to have a conscience because he couldn't kill Dumbledore. But anyways, but if Voldemort tries to break Draco, he'll get broken. So unless Snape can do something like Slughorn happened, like the memory gets messed up and it gets implanted in your head. Did that happen?
Yeah.
At the beginning?
Like self-denial sort of thing.
What's his name? At the beginning of the book, it's the house. The house.
Yeah, the house of,
Gaunt.
Remember.
Gaunt.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the Gaunt people.
House
that happened
Gaunt.
To him. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, Shreja, your phone's ringing.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. Well, Shreja's taking that call. See, that's one thing, unless Snape knows how to do that, and he should be able to because he's good like that. But unless that happens, then that'll shoot through Jocelyn's theory.
See, the only problem that, aside from that, that I can see with my theory, is that the other people who were there will know that Snape did it, not Draco, but I am pretty confident in Snape's ability to modify memories. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obliviate! I think, and we also learned in Half-Blood Prince that, you know, while a lot of people like Hermione and Ron became of age during the school year, Harry, Draco, and Ernie McMillan were the only three that were not able to take their apparition test, which means that they were not of age. Yes.
You want to refresh my memory on that little bit,
please? In the Half-Blood Prince, where everybody else is taking their apparition test.
How old are you when you come of age?
17.
Professor Slughorn tells them to, like, basically make whatever potion they want to, because the rest of the class is of age and therefore taking their apparition tests. Are we clear on this?
Remotely. Okay.
Anyways, Draco is not of age. Yeah, and...
Okay, Ernie McMillan, Harry, Draco.
And that's it.
That's it.
And Neville, probably, but he's not in advanced potions.
Right.
I wonder why. Ponder. Ponder.
Ponder?
Bother.
Okay, well, okay, in case you're wondering, there's this nice little puppet thing. It's
free advertising for Harry Potter Puppet Pals.
Yeah, just go to Google, type in Potter Puppet Pals, and you'll come up with a really, really funny scene.
It's hilarious.
It's like computer-generated puppets. It's really funny.
Who wants a petition to, like, tell them to make more, because those things are hilarious.
I like the pup, Mickey. Stop moving.
All right. That was kind of random.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we're going to have a show next week.
We're going to have...
Years.
Yeah.
Actually, that's more like 10 days, 5 days, something like that.
Yeah, so we're going to keep it short so you guys don't get bored and run off and have a nice holiday season.
Yeah.
Well, we want you to run off and have a nice holiday season, but we don't want you to get bored.
Right.
So just to clarify that.
And please give us comments because it's a new year.
We deserve them because we're cool.
Our
like
Christmas
that.
Yeah, especially since Jocelyn
all
came on this
I
week.
Want
and
for
she's
Chris.
Just like the coolest person ever.
Thank you.
I haven't seen Jocelyn in like 3 months because we don't go to the same school.
All
really
I want
sad.
For Christmas
is reviews.
Yeah!
Wait, that'd be our reviews. And my dog totally just fell off the couch. That was
That's funny. Her dog's really cute.
What do you think's gonna happen 7th year Christmas? You think Harry will kind of be like,
well,
oh,
see,
Christmas,
let's
go chase Voldemort! Or,
well, see, is he gonna go back to school next year?
No.
He totally is. I mean,
like, not necessarily
maybe
as
just
a school.
Maybe just training. I mean, that's one thing I have in my fic. I have them training.
Well,
with Dumbledore.
But Dumbledore's dead.
Oh, right. Sorry. Totally missed that.
I think Hermione will end up convincing him to go back to school.
At least, like, not necessarily...
Not necessarily the whole year.
Not, I don't
just
think...
Complete
like,
training.
Maybe not...
He might pull a Fred and George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Weasley.
Yeah.
I totally love the Phelps twins. I don't care what you people say, but I love the Phelps twins.
Yes, they're awesome. Movie news. Harry Potter is still in the top 10 most
Heck
seen
yes.
movies. It's
I
been
get
out.
To see it this Saturday. Wait,
it's been out.
Tomorrow Saturday. Wow. Tomorrow Saturday. I didn't
For the
know
fourth
that.
Time.
Tomorrow's Christmas
fourth
Eve,
time.
So happy Christmas, Adam.
Yeah.
Huh?
Christmas Eve and Adam. Adam came before Eve, so Christmas Adam, sorry. That was a religious joke, which I usually don't partake in, but I thought it was funny, so.
I totally didn't get that. That's
okay,
funny.
Okay, apologies to all of you guys who are not Christian. We're not Christian either.
So,
but
yeah.
We get presents. It's cool.
Presents
yeah,
are always
we,
good.
We celebrate Christmas in the gift-giving, quote-unquote, enjoy
family
your
time.
Family.
Yeah, family time.
Since, so.
Winter break is always good.
Winter break's always good, because no school. Anyway, we're totally
of
off the
course,
topic of Harry Potter.
No snow. It's actually, like, 60 degrees outside today.
Are you
but,
serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pissed, man.
Why?
I want snow.
I wanted snow.
I know. I used to live in Ohio, and we got snow every Christmas.
I used to live in New Jersey, and we got snow all the time.
I've been to New York. I've been in New Jersey. I've been up north everywhere. But I don't remember it because I was under the age of 5. Anyways.
Well, I've only been in one.
Anyways, guys. I'm Blair.
Yeah, I'm Shreja.
I'm your guest speaker, Jocelyn.
OP out!
We have to tell... Jocelyn doesn't know about her OP out, does she?
Okay,
on the count of three... One, two, three, we're all gonna say OP out. And don't laugh. Because I laugh, and it's really retarded.